More previously said that Rabbi Yochanan passes like Rav Shimon, who doesn't hold a mitzvah. Fact the Gemara, how could Rabbi Yochanan pass like Rav Shimon? We know that Rabbi Yochanan always passes like in a Stam Mishnah, and it's a Stam Mishnah that says that you're not allowed to use a beam that broke on Yom Tov for firewood because it was not fit to be used for firewood at the onset of Yom Tov. This is not anonymous Mishnah. Obviously follows Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara answers Rabbi Yochanan says the Mishnah is not anonymous, but rather reflects the view of Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. Fact the Gemara, there's another anonymous Mishnah that says that you're not allowed to use wood from a backyard for firewood on Yom Tov, presumably because it's muksa. Or it says that Mishnah is discussing cedar wood, which even Rav Shimon would agree it's muksa to use for firewood because it's very expensive and therefore it's not fit to use for firewood. In fact, this is another anonymous Mishnah that says you're not allowed to give water to drink or shech them from, we're talking about wild animals on Yom Tov because they were not set aside for shechting at the onset of Yom Tov. This clearly holds like Rabbi Yehuda and not like Rav Shimon. The Gemara says there's another Mishnah in which Beis Hillel holds like Rav Shimon. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan follows Rav Shimon as well because Beis Hillel is like a Stam Mishnah, and therefore you have a Stam Mishnah either way. So he follows the one of Beis Hillel that holds Rav Shimon, and therefore that's where Rabbi Yochanan can hold that way as well. Rav Acha and Ravina argue. One says we pass in like Rav Shimon with regard to all aspects of Shabbos except for something which is Muksa Machmas Mius, in which case we pass in like Rav Yehuda. And the other says that even in regard to this, we also pass in like Rav Shimon, and we only pass in like Rav Yehuda in regard to Muksa Machmas Isser. However, with regard to Muksa Machmas Sarin Kis, even Rav Shimon would agree that it's Muksa and it may not be used. Dr. Mishnah, one may be Mayfair Nidorim on Shabbos, and you're allowed to be Mata Neder for something that is necessary for Shabbos. One may place a shutter in a window in a temporary way, one may measure a cloth to see if it's large enough to make something Tame, and one may measure a mikveh to see if it's kosher, all on Shabbos. Once happened in the days of the father of Tzadik and in the days of Rav Shaul ben Botnus, that they shuttered a window with an earthenware jug, and they tied an earthenware keli with a reed grass in order to see whether there was a tefach size opening in a barrel. We see from here that you may shutter a window, measure, and tie on Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara, could Afara be done only when it's necessary for Shabbos, or even when it's not necessary for Shabbos? Where it says Zute of the Yeshiva Rapapah to the Brice, it said Afara may only be done when it's necessary for Shabbos. Another version of the question is Lishna Achrina, does the Mishnah mean that Afara may also only be done if it's necessary for Shabbos, because Afara may only be performed the day that the husband or the father becomes aware of the neder, although it's unclear if the day refers to a 24-hour period or a calendar day. So if it could be done when it's necessary for Shabbos, which would mean that Afara may be done for a full 24-hour period, because if not, we would have to allow him to do it on Shabbos whether or not it was necessary for Shabbos, or else he'd lose the opportunity to do so. Or maybe Afara may be done for any reason, which would mean that Afara may only be performed during the calendar day of him finding out about the neder, and that's why we allow him to do it on Shabbos. My answer is Zute of the Yeshiva Rapapah Torah Braisa. It says Afara may only be done when necessary for Shabbos. That would mean that Afara can be performed for the full 24-hour period after finding out about the neder. Rashi asks, the Mishnah says that Afara may only be done during the calendar day that he found out about the neder. Where it says Machlokes among Tanoim and Braisa, where the Tanakhama says it may be done the entire calendar day. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rav Shimon, says it may be done for the full 24-hour period. Mishnah 7, Ish Olam Linadorim. Murray asks, may one be matan neder on Shabbos only when he didn't have the opportunity to do so before Shabbos, but he did have the opportunity to do so before Shabbos, he may not be matan neder on Shabbos, even if it's for a Shabbos necessity, or may he be not matan neder on Shabbos even if he had the opportunity to do so before Shabbos. Murray says, Rabbanan were once matan neder for Rav Zutter, the son of Rav Zera, even though he had the opportunity to do so before Shabbos. So you see that that's the answer. Misha said, Shapakuas hamor betafiach v'koshrus hamakeido begemi. Who's the name of Rabbi explains the story in the Mishnah as follows. There was a person dying in an alleyway between two houses. Above this person there was a barrel with a crack in it, and the barrel stretched from one house to the other. To prevent the tumah from entering the house where the person would die, when the person would die, they took an earthenware keli and used it to shutter an open window in the house, which, if left open, would have allowed the tumah to come into the house, because the placing of an earthenware keli prevents the tumah from entering. They then wanted to measure and see whether the crack in the barrel on top of the dying person was big enough, which would have to be one by one tefach, to allow all tumah to escape via the crack, which would obviate the need for shuttering up the window. They took another keli, which was one by one tefach, tied a reed grass to it. They specifically used reed grass because, number one, it's animal food and therefore it won't be left tied there permanently, and number two, if it would dry out and untie on its own, thereby assuring that the knot would not be a permanent knot. Anyway, they lowered it into the crack to see if it would fit through, which would mean that the crack was large enough that to let the tumah out. Mishnah said, "Mudivreim lemanu shepoikin u'moidim v'koyishim b'Shabbos." Zok the Gemara, Ula was at the house of the Reish Kalus and he saw Rabbi Bar Rav Huna sitting in a bath on Shabbos and measuring it. Ula said, "The Rabbanan only allowed one to measure for the purpose of a mitzvah." Rabbi Bar Rav Huna responded, "I am not measuring for a purpose. I am measuring to keep myself busy, and that is allowed to be done on Shabbos. I am being misasik ba'alma ano." Hadnalach perek mi shehichshich. Hadnalach Mesechta Shabbos, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.